Isam used to own 3 vehicles for rental and public transportation. Just a few years ago, he considered himself a successful entrepreneur, but not anymore. We drove with Isam in his last remaining vehicle, which he's also planning to sell in order to meet his family's needs.
The situation's different now. You can no longer pay for the education of your children. You can't buy food because a loaf of bread is now £40. If a family member falls sick, you can't pay for their treatment. People have drained their savings. Life's become absolutely untenable.
Many Sudanese share the same view, that the crisis is a direct result of political chaos and the lack of proper government.
The absence of government in this country is not a figurative expression. It's rather literal. And that's because over two-thirds of the cabinet ministers have not been appointed so far, including those of Interior, Foreign Affairs and Defence. And that situation has been going on for nearly 2 months.
There has been an explosion in prices, soaring inflation and a huge rise in unemployment, leaving many people in a state of desperation. One of the few ministers remaining in his job after October's military takeover is Jibril Ibrahim, head of the Darfur Armed Justice and Equality Movement. He defends the lifting of subsidies and an immediate plunge into a deregulated free market economy.
That subsidies, for example, for fuel, for wheat, for gas, for the different commodities, distorted the economy. Actually, it's a blanket subsidy. The rich are getting the same as the poor.
He believes more people will now be forced to find a job.
In the past, 10, 15 persons in an extended family rely on a single working person. And that person will try to feed them through his mega income salary. Now, practically, you cannot do that. And if they are not working, they are not going to feed themselves. So they have to go and look for work. That's what we are trying to do.
But this approach is not popular among the Sudanese.
What's happening in the country is affecting the market and people's ability to buy and sell. Merchants raise prices as they wish. While the government has given them free rein, it doesn't seem to care. Sudanese households are in a deep mess because of this policy.
In a mess too are basic services, including sanitation and street cleaning. But in the heart of the Sudanese capital, passers-by appear as indifferent to what they see as the authorities. Mohamed Fall, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.